Liquor vendor is Michael Bowman, presenting work on control of voluntary cover crops with free version of herbicide and cotton.
All right, good morning, everyone. Thanks for the introduction. I want to begin with this photograph here. In recent years, we've seen a substantial increase in cover crop acreage in the cotton-producing areas of the United States for numerous benefits, obviously, but two in particular being growers' intent to combat herbicide-resistant weeds and to improve overall soil health and soil quality. And so the question becomes, how do we go from a cover crop field of tillage radish, a cover crop field of tillage radish that we're looking at to planting cotton, and how do we control these cover crops after planting cotton? And so that brings me to my title today, the control of voluntary cover crops with pre-emergence herbicides in cotton. So we know the benefits of using cover crops have been well researched and are out there in the literature. The two main benefits being federal conservation payments for growers, and again, the intent to incorporate sustainable agricultural practices. Now, in particular, the benefits that we're concerned with are being improved soil fertility, soil structure, erosion control, water holding capacity, and weed control. And more specifically for weed science is the decreased selection pressure placed on our herbicides. In 2012, the USDA Census of Agriculture reported 10.3 million acres of cover crops planted in 2012. And with the next report, I believe, coming out this year, that number is only expected to increase. In 2013, it was reported that cover crops can become an in-season weed and lessen the yield potential of our cash crop. And just prior to that, in 2009, Price et al. Showed the reduced seed cotton yield as a result of inadequate termination of cover crop. As a matter of fact, in Arkansas, it's been maybe 1 or 2 years ago now, we actually had a grower who had a tillage radish cover crop in the fall, and for whatever reason in the spring he couldn't get it terminated in time, and it ended up going to seed. Well, you know, he went out there, he disced it, he burned it down several times with herbicides. When he came in the spring and planted cotton, he applied Cotteran Pre, and let me tell you, it was not very pretty. As a matter of fact, the entire season, his main issue, weed control-wise, was his tillage radish and wasn't Palmer amaranth. So with all this stuff in mind, we came up with two hypotheses, one being the efficacy of pre-emergence herbicides on volunteer cover crops will differ by species, and two, that at least one herbicide will provide residual control of cover crops. And the objective being to determine the most effective herbicide for pre-emergence control of cover crop. So this was a 2016 field experiment at the Arkansas Agricultural Research and Extension Center in Fayetteville. We planted Delta Pine 1518 Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex cotton on May 5th into 10 by 25 foot plots. The experimental design was a randomized complete block with 9 total treatments, one of which being a non-treated control. And these were all pre-emergence applications with 4 replications. So to kind of set this trial up, we went out in the spring, we broadcast seeded our cover crops across the entire trial uniformly. We came in, we knocked down our beds, and then immediately planted cotton thereafter. Immediately after planting cotton, we came in and we applied our pre-emergence herbicides using a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer calibrated to deliver 15 gallons an acre. This is an example of our treatment structure that we use. On the left side you'll see herbicide, and on the right side you'll see the rate in fluid ounces to the acre, and you see Staple LX, Reflex, Dual 2 Magnum, Warrant, Direx, Cotteran, and Caprol, and Clarity. And remember back to the first methodology slide when I mentioned that we We planted ExtendFlex cotton, and so we expected to not see injury from the Clarity treatments. In terms of data collection, at 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 weeks after application, we collected visual ratings on cotton injury from 0 to 100%, with 0 being no injury and 100 being crop death. We took visual ratings on cover crop control from 0 to 100%, with 0 being no control and 100 being complete control, and all data were analyzed using Jump Pro 12. Now, moving into some results here, I want to get you acclimated with my figures because they will all be set up the same basic way. So at the top, we're going to have our cover crop species. On the y-axis, we'll have percent control from 0 to 100%. Along the x-axis, we're going to have our herbicide treatment. Now, the blue bars represent percent control at 2 weeks after application, and the orange bars will represent percent control at 4 weeks application. 4 weeks after application. And the letters on the means followed by the same letters are not statistically different. And so looking at tillage radius control, we see high levels of control from Reflex, from Stable LX, from Direx, and even Caparol, all providing at or above 90% control. Now, looking over at Clarity, we see that it provides marginal at best control and zero control from Warrant. For rapeseed, we see more of the same trend. High levels of control from Reflex, Staple, and Direx, again with marginal control from Clarity and no control from Warrant. So in the field, this is really what we were seeing. This is a pint to the acre of Reflex pre. And, you know, thinking back to the figures, I mean, very high levels of control for rapeseed and tillage radish. There are very few escapes. What escapes you do see are largely legume cover crops. More of the same with Direx. This is a pint and a half to the acre pre. Again, high levels of control for rapeseed and tillage radish. And it looks like it's going to be a viable option. Now, to the contrary, this is Warrant at 3 pints to the acre, zero control. I mean, the escapes of tillage radish and rapeseed are evident in the photograph, and this was not going to be a viable option. Moving into our legume cover crops, we have Austrian winter pea. Again, same setup, percent control on the Y, herbicide treatment on the X. A little bit of a different story in our legume cover crops. Minimal to marginal control from all treatments except for Clarity, which provided about 90% control. This is going to be a common theme with our legume cover crops, as you'll see here. Hairy veg control, a little bit different than the Austrian winter pea. We see increased control from some of the other treatments such as Staple and Dual and Direx. But again, most effective is going to be our Clarity treatments 2 and 4 weeks after application. Similar results were seen from White and Worsham in 1990, where they showed that indeed Clarity did provide greater than 90% control consistently of hairy veg. In terms of sun hemp, again, more of the same with marginal to minimal control from treatments, except for Clarity, which provided, again, greater than 90% control. Here we see 2 pints to the acre of Clarity. The escapes that you see in this plot are mostly tillage radish. There's a few rapeseed in there, but for the most part, there are zero escapes from our legume cover crops. So to kind of put all of our results together in something that's more visually appealing, I guess, we have our cover crop on the left side of our table. On the right side, we have herbicides. And I want to make sure and point out that the herbicides that you see listed on the right side all provided greater than 90% control of each respective cover crop. And so, for example, Direx, Reflex, and Staple LX all provided greater than 90% control of tillage radish and rapeseed. And as you saw in the figures, Clarity was really our only option for controlling our legume cover crops pre-emergence. And just as a reminder, that Clarity is only going to be an option in our ExtendFlex technology cotton and will not be an option in cotton without this gene. And so, in conclusion, the efficacy of our herbicide was dependent upon the species of cover crop that we planted, and so management decisions should be tailored according to that cover crop that you planted. Warrant, we saw, was weak across all cover crop species, providing less than 40% control. And throughout the entire experiment, we saw less than 5% injury on our cotton. So none of these treatments are going to be injurious to your cotton. In terms of some practical applications, we know that concern for other weed species is going to play a part in your decision of what pre-emergence herbicide you're going to use. However, keep in mind that as you saw in some of these figures, the typical pre-emergence that we use in some of our cotton programs are not going to provide sufficient control of our cover crops. And so we need to keep this in mind when deciding on what cover crops we want to plant and what weed species we're expected to have in the field. Efficacy of our pre-emergence herbicide is going to depend upon our cover crop termination, whether that be herbicide, whether that be tillage. Depth of tillage is going to play a part, and again, the timing of termination is also going to play a part. And as a matter of fact, I've actually got a poster here at Beltwide explaining the differences between a few herbicide treatments on the termination of cover crops, and I encourage you to come visit me later today if you got any more questions about that. And as we know, as a general rule, the control 2 to 4 weeks after planting is going to be our most important window for our weed control efforts. And so, I mean, it's no different than any other program. You're going to want to follow up with another pre-emergence application with your post-emergence. In terms of future research, we hope to explore additional cover crops and herbicide combinations, and we want to evaluate in-crop post-emergence options for controlling our cover crops. And so with that, I'd like to acknowledge the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, my fellow weed science students there, and Cotton Incorporated for the funding of this research. And with that, I'd like to take any questions that you might have.
Question for Michael.
Yes, sir.
Hindsight, are there any herbicides you wish you had put in your program?
You know, there were a few. There were a few that we hoped to include after the fact, really. I didn't mention this, but we plan to repeat this experiment this upcoming year, in which we will incorporate a few other herbicides to kind of see where they fit in.
Which ones are they?
I'm sorry?
Which ones are they?
I couldn't say. So. Yes, sir. Right. So the question was, are we going to repeat this experiment with different cover crops, you know, such as cereal rye, and we do hope to. Again, the repeated experiment in 2017 is going to include some cereal rye stuff, But the thing with cereal rye is we've already seen, and I've got this on my poster too that I'm presenting here, is that cereal rye is easily terminated with glyphosate, and so it's usually not a problem that we need to be concerned with controlling pre-emergence, but we are going to be conducting research on that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Concerns for tank mixes as far as pre-emergence goes? So the question was, have we considered any kind of tank mix pre-emergence herbicide? And no, not to my knowledge. You know, that might be something I bring up with my advisor to kind of see what our options are and if we want to explore that. But as to my knowledge, no, sir, we haven't.
Any other questions?
Thanks.